Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I can't wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sack. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Hey guys, on Thursday, me and the Rugby League Guru sat down on his podcast to discuss all things Origin, Round 13, planning, strategies, whatnot. Rather than making a podcast on it myself, me and Nathan go into a good 25-30 minute discussion on Origin. So rather than rehash all the points that I made, we'll re-upload his podcast. I'm sure you guys have heard of it and checked it out. If you haven't, Rugby League Guru on all podcast platforms. But yeah, we'll get straight into Origin planning.
Whisperer, welcome back. What is doing?
Not much, mate. Making trades, reversing trades, making trades, and then reversing them again.
Sure. I'm sure that button's getting a serious workout.
It gets pretty toweled up Tuesday to Thursday, mate.
Now, mate, I've brought you on today. Obviously, we've got round 13 coming up, the first bye week. Only half of the teams are playing. How important is this week as far as Supercoach goes?
Yeah, as we touched on all preseason, if you didn't play last year, you won't understand the importance of this, but this is where you can make up ground or lose a lot of ground. It's the week that we get five trades as well to use to bolster the squads. So it's important, but it's not as crucial as people think it is, but it's something you need to get right.
Mate, do you think it's more important now than what it has been in previous seasons? I mean, we used to have these buys, you know, there used to be a few less teams each week. Do you prefer how it's done now or how it used to be done?
I think for the skilled players, the way it used to be was easier to make up ground because I think there was three bye rounds from memory, whereas now there's only two to get right. But either way, like if you're a rookie player or an experienced player, it's one of these things you need to put a little bit of stock into.
Do you think that people should be preparing to use five trades that week, or should they be aiming to use less? What's your sort of strategy and thoughts on it?
I use the five. I don't really use the five to bolster my Origin team. I use it to cut the cash cows. Obviously, we only get two trades a week, and if you're trying to bring in some guns and you've got some cash cows there, it's hard to sort of maneuver that. So rather than quickly panic, like think of it like studying for a test. Like you don't cram the night before. Like I don't make five trades to fix my Origin team, but I use it to bolster the other parts. That's why when we do this podcast once a week, you'll ask me for my trades. People will start getting a general idea that the players I'm bringing in do play that round 13 aren't Origin guys. Like I was looking at TPJ versus Cam Murray, for example, and the reason I went TPJ is because he won't play Origin. He also plays round 13. So I'm slowly building the team that I want for Origin. And then after that, that's when you start building that final 17 that you want to have the year run out.
And mate, we sort of spoke about this the other day when we were talking about Stefano from the West Tigers. Not only are you looking at guys that are playing the Origin weeks, but you're looking at guys that have upside off the back of Origin selection, aren't you?
Yeah, so for example, we'll touch on him really quickly. Someone like Liam Martin, for example, from the Panthers, he won't play Origin, but I much prefer Kikau over Liam Martin because of the fact that long-term Kikau will continue to start. Otherwise, you're just picking up Martin for 1 week, and that is definitely a waste of a trade. If you're someone like myself that has been using two trades a week, we are starting to run out, and when we use five times two, that's another 10 trades that we're burning. So it's probably not the idea to pick up one guy for 1 week. Pick up guys that have more long-term effects rather than picking it up for a short-term game.
Now, mate, obviously there are two bye rounds this year. We have round 13, round 18. You've got a strategy around this. Explain it to us.
Yeah, just looking at the two draws, looking at the quality of player that is going to be there that isn't playing Origin, I think round 13 is a much better week to stack up. If you're going to go heavy one Origin week, round 13 is the way to go. I've already sort of come to terms that my round 18 score won't be fantastic because I'm going to go so heavy in round 13. In saying that, though, I still will probably carry 11, 12, 13 players in round 18 compared to the 15, 16, 17 I will be carrying in round 13.
So, mate, obviously, like, for people at home also, like, that round 18, obviously, half of the competition is playing, but a lot of their stars are guys that are going to be playing Origin anyway. So it really is just a bit of a throwaway. Stack round 13 and just do your very best round 18, yeah?
100%. Like, I won't go too in detail in it, but for round for the second bye week, it's the Seagulls versus the Raiders. There isn't too many players there, like international guys or guys that won't play Origin that will really help your Supercoach team. Same with the Rabbitohs and the Cowboys. The only player there would obviously be Jason Tamalolo. The Bulldogs and the Roosters, a lot of the Roosters star players that will play for in your Supercoach sides will play Origin, apart from someone like a Siasiwa Takiaho. And the last game is the Sharks and the Warriors. And apart from Tohu Harris and Sean Johnson, there isn't guys I'd want in my long-term side that are in those either of those sides. That's why, even though, for example, the Roosters have a stacked team with Fesco, Morris, Manu, Tupo, like, these guys aren't going to be in my side at the end of the year. And when the second bye week is in round 17, I don't really want to be carrying them moving forward, because I've always had a plan for the last 8 weeks. I use one trade a week. So I'll keep about six to eight trades for that run home. So after that second Origin week, that's when you really should be focusing on minimalizing your trades and having that team set up for the run home.
Mate, let's dive into round 13. The Friday night game, Thursday night game, will be the St. George Illawarra Dragons up against the Brisbane Broncos. Now, for the Dragons, we've got a couple of names written down here, and both of them have Origin potential. So I'm a little bit nervous on both, but I don't think either of them would be in my team. The first man is Zach Lomax, obviously playing right centre for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, a goal kicker as well. I mean, probably low-end risk to make this Origin team. I think it's definitely going to take a couple of injuries. Do you feel pretty safe with Lomax?
Yeah, I think I could give you three or four centres that will play Origin in front of Lomax. I think he's a safe pick for round 13. But the next man, Ben Hunt, is the one that I guess we have the concerns over. What's going to happen with this Queensland 14 jersey? Do they give it to Hunt? Do they give it to Brimson? Who knows? And that's probably the more concerning factor. I think by this time, you're going to have Sam Walker still in your side as well, who you'll probably hold for round 17. So the only way to really bring Hunt in, I see, is trading at Cleary, which I don't advise.
And I guess, mate, the longer we see Harry Grant not play 80 minutes in Melbourne, probably the more worried you are about Ben Hunt, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, mate. And that's the thing. Like, just because these players do play Origin doesn't mean they're not going to back up. So we look at someone like a Nathan Cleary. It's a case of what's going to happen with him moving forward. So do you want to burn him for Ben Hunt for 1 week? I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's a big punt to be taking. Mate, speaking of these Origin hookers, geez, might be a bad time to be Reid Marnie.
Yeah, mate, Reid Marnie, I think it's playing career footy, but it's tough. I don't see them dropping Harry Grant, but I don't also see Reid Marnie providing enough to carry the 14 jersey. And this is why, when I posted my Origin side, I had Jake Turpin as my 14, and a lot of people laughed at me and said, Reid Marnie is a better footballer, a better hooker. And don't get me wrong, I fully much agree, but out of Reid Marnie and Jake Turpin, I know who provides the more versatility, and that's the reason why that they like Ben Hunt, and that's the reason why they like AJ Brimson, who can play in the halves, the centres, the wing, fullback. So I think Reid Marnie, unluckily, is the man that's going to miss out here.
Mate, we'll come back to him in a minute, because he is a man that will be playing round 13. But the Dragons, they play the Brisbane Broncos on the Thursday night. A couple of likely candidates coming out of the Brisbane Broncos. We'll start with one of your favourites, Matty Lodge.
Yeah, Matt Lodge, nowhere near going to be playing Origin. No Payne Haas either, so expect some big roles to fall under him. I think if you've got Lodge in your team now, you hold him until Origin. He's going to be a great servant for that round 13. Then we can look to move him on for one of these guns that are playing round 17.
Mate, a guy that we spoke about the other day, Tevita Pangai Jr., I did see the other day that he let Freddie know he's available for Origin. Do you think I should call Freddie and tell him that I'm available too?
If TFJ thinks he's getting a run, then I'll put my resume in too.
The odds are long, Jesus Christ.
I mean, if you talk about Origin players in that mold, I think TPJ definitely could provide that, but I think that New South Wales forward pack is just way too stacked for TPJ to get a run. And in saying that, it's going to be great for super coaches, dual position 2RF front row forward, playing great footy as well, low price. That's why I'm bringing him in this week in planning for Origin.
Mate, Jordan Ricci is another name we've got written down here.
Yeah, just been brought back into the starting side. Alex Glenn looks to be out. Ricky has come out and said how much he loves playing for the Broncos and very much a club man. Great popular preseason cheapie. If he can drop a little bit more in price, definitely worth picking him up for the Origin rounds.
Mate, a centre wing that probably a lot of people have already sold. It's going to be a long hold to keep him. But Jermaine Asako, we've got him down here as well.
Yeah, I think Asako is one of these guys you'd be buying closer to Origin. Let his price come back down after a great start to the season. pick him up when his price comes back down to earth. Another center wing that we'll touch on is Katoni Staggs as well. I think this is a case of his return date. If he is to come back around 7, around 11, around 12, I would be giving Staggs a big miss. But if he's coming back within the next 2 or 3 weeks, definitely Staggs is one to look at moving forward. I don't think he's going to get an origin spot either.
No, mate. And we are hearing that, well, I'm hearing it could potentially be round 10. So if you have got 2 weeks to 2 weeks to watch Staggs, he definitely is one of these high ceiling fellas that he really could be anything in this game, couldn't he?
Definitely. But as we'll touch on the other games, center wing is not lacking at all for Origin. So we'll touch on those now. Obviously, we've got the Tigers and a guy that we were critical on to start the year, but coming back down to earth now in price, David Nofaluma, a guy that you're very high on, a guy that can definitely get you through Origin. If he just picks up the try-scoring form a little bit, we know those attacking stats and base stats are there. But Nofaluma is another great centre wing choice to be picking up for your buy rounds.
Mate, he definitely is a guy that I'm looking at this week and next week. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Nof, but the base stats, and he just needs a couple of meaties, doesn't he? It could be anything. I mean, in this game, he will be playing round 13. It's fantastic. I see it's at Leichhardt. Brilliant. Then I look over, it's against the Penrith Panthers. Yes, they'll be missing troops, but the attitude of this side, I don't think their defense will drop that much.
No, look, that's the thing. You're taking the punt, but if Nof can get you a 50, 55 points, you'll take that for the price you pick him up at. Another man from the Tigers, I know that you're very high on him. I'm also very high on him. I'm looking at bringing him in next week. Luciano Leilua, the Tigers' best player, one of the hardest players to tackle in the comp. I think he's going to be a great pickup for Origin. Are you looking at Luci?
Yeah, mate, I've actually had him since the very start, so I'll be holding on to him. I will say he's a guy that I think he's got lucky to score some attacking stats over the last few weeks. We saw him score a try last week where he had to fucking crawl across the ground for 5 or 6 metres. But, mate, you're right. He is so hard to handle when he's going 100%. I'd love to see them properly unlock this guy. He could be anything, couldn't he?
Definitely. Get that arm free. Play in a similar mold to TPJ.
Mate, let's talk Adam Dwayhe, a guy that I know that you were high on last week. Did you end up bringing him in or not?
No, mate. I reckon that would have tipped off a pretty poor week. Adam Dewey was looking fantastic. And then,
all sizzle, no steak, eh?
Had a tough matchup. Not a tough matchup. In hindsight, it was a tough matchup. The Tigers scored 6 points and he didn't do a whole lot. But one of these guys, that when the Tigers finally find their groove, that could be 2025, who knows? But when they do find their attacking groove, Adam Dewey's going to be at the center of that. And I think he could be a fantastic poor man's Jack Whiten.
Mate, Dane Laurie's the next man we'll touch on, and this might be the most popular guy in round 13, just quietly.
Yeah, people looking at selling Laurie. I don't understand why. He's had one poor game. Fullback for the Tigers, he's in everything, so let's just hold him. He'll be a great option, a great plug-and-play option for round 13, and then we can look at trading him on.
Mate, another base stat man, Alex Twoll from the West Tigers. He'll be a handy, you know, 55, potentially 65 points in this game.
Yeah, Alex Twoll, I think, pumped out 49 in the first half of the game against the Seagulls on the weekend, but then Mike McGuire didn't really use him too much in the second half. It's a case of if his minutes are going to pick up moving forward. It's the same with the next man on the list, Sean Bloor, obviously coming back from injury in reserve grade last week off the bench, got through unscathed. There was a huge concern. The commentator called the wrong name. Sean Bloor looked to go down with a huge ankle injury, but it was the wrong name, thankfully. And one of these guys at 210K, that if he gets a name on the bench, we can pick him up and be a great play option for round 13.
And it's good to see, mate, this week he has been named to start in New South Wales Cup, so that's one that I'll definitely be watching. I've got him in my draft team too, in my classic team as well, so waiting for him to come around. Mate, the Penrith Panthers, a couple of front rowers here. We'll talk about Leota and Lino.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, so the reason why I didn't include Stefano in the Tigers is because of what upside does Stefano have? We touched on this in the Supercoach preview a couple of days ago, but what upside does Stefano have? No Tigers forward is playing Origin, so the minutes are going to be very much the same, whereas someone like a Spencer Lenu, we're going to have Kurt Capewell, so that means Liam Martin, we would expect to shift into the edge. that's more minutes. We probably have someone like an Isaiah Yeo play Origin as well. So Matt Eisenhuth might come in and play a bit of 13. That's going to free up more bench minutes for Spencer Lenu, who I feel has much more potential than someone like Stefano. As for Moses Leota, I think there's going to be more workload put on him with missing men in the back row and at 13 as well. Same with another man on the list, James Fisher-Harris. Another one of these guys that Ivan Cleary is going to need to lean on during these tough times of Origin when the troops are cut out.
Mate, I think the other thing too is, you know, they obviously now, I think there's more potential of attacking upside for these guys. Of course, Api Kurosawa's back. He will be playing this week. He won't be playing Origin. Is he another guy to be considering?
Yeah, I think Api Kurosawa, I don't think you're going to go, I don't think you want to go two players. I think a lot of people have Jaden Brayley. I think a lot of people should be holding Jaden Brayley because he will play Origin as well. So it's a case of whether you go Api or you go Reid Marnie, I feel. So it's a toss of a coin there with those two.
Tell me about Stephen Crichton, mate, out wide.
Definitely. Back playing in the centres, looked to be good, looked to be on the right edge as well. Got one of his best scores of the season. So hopefully, fingers crossed for Crichton, he can move forward. Another one of these backs for the Penrith Panthers, Dylan Edwards. I feel if you're going to trade out one of these gun fullbacks, a pod move would be definitely Dylan Edwards picking him up. He could be a focal point of the attack as well. We would expect to see Matt Burton shift into the halves when Cleary is out, Cleary slash Luai is out for Origin. So I feel like a lot of attacking responsibility could come onto Edwards as well.
Mate, without looking at his price or anything, is Matt Burton a guy that you're potentially having a look at?
I had a look at his price today. I think he's priced just up under 500,000 now. So it's probably a little bit too expensive for a guy with inconsistencies. But if they rate him that highly and Paul Momorowski doesn't get a start back in this side, definitely could look at picking him up.
Mate, let's move to the Melbourne Storm Gold Coast Titans game. This is the Saturday 7:35 game for the Melbourne Storm. One guy that I know a lot of people have gone for this week, dual position centre wing fullback, Nicho Hynes. We spoke about him as a sneaky little pod captain for this week, but definitely leading into round 13, he's going to be a good guy to have, isn't he?
I don't know what Nicho Hynes has to do to get a start. Like, I understand he's not going to play fullback with Pappenhausen there, but definitely don't mind him on the wing or even in the centre. So one of these guys that the Storm are just developing along, another line of fullback that they're going to pump out and another club's going to pay $800,000 a year for, and the Storm will be laughing. But yeah, definitely a sneaky captain option this week, but also with Pappenhausen out for up to 3 weeks, pick him up in the centre wings, hold him for Origin, and could reap the rewards.
Mate, Justin Olam, he's another guy on our list, obviously playing left centre for the Melbourne Storm. We won't have Cameron Munster here in this game, but I'm sure that Olam, he'll still get plenty of pill out there, won't he?
I think Olam's good enough to create points for himself, mate. He's not one of these guys that's going to rely on his half to put him through a gap. He's one of these players that can really create something out of nothing for himself. And Olam has been a surprise package this year. If you picked him up in Classic, you've had some pretty good results. But same as Remus Smith, mixed bag until last week, who really killed it, and looks like he's moved to the wing with George Jennings out. So if he can hold that wing spot, definitely worth picking him up for round 13 as well.
Mate, it becomes really crucial for Remus Smith. I think he has to stay on that wing if he's going to be relevant over the next few weeks. I mean, like, he scored the other night two tries. He almost scored a third, and they didn't really even use him as a kick target, which is where I think his biggest strength lies.
Yeah, it's just interesting what happens with the other centre spot. That's why Nicho Hynes could move into the centre. They've got Eisenhuth there now. But curious to see what Beliak does when Jennings is back from that concussion.
Mate, tell me about Brandon Smith, the hectic cheese.
Yeah, should play big minutes during the Origin period. Harry Grant's going to be out. We saw that he could put out 60 odds in the first couple of weeks with no Grant there, if he's going to be playing a little bit of 13 as well. So the cheese could be a viable option for Origin as well.
Mate, what about their halfback? The game that he played on the weekend, Jerome Hughes, he was unreal.
I'm actually looking at him, not even as an Origin plug and play, but definitely moving forward. He's had a sneakily good average, just developing his game week in, week out, becoming more and more of a complete player. And I know that we touched on other teams maybe falling into a trap of paying him big money, but if he's going to continue to develop his game and be an all-round halfback, definitely could see in a world where Jerome Hughes excels outside of Melbourne.
Mate, let's move to the Gold Coast Titans and Brian Kelly, a man that we are both extremely high on, always have been. He's the first man on our list here.
Yeah, zero chance of playing Origin, even if three or four go down. I think he's a safe option for round 13. Yeah, just one of these base stat guys that's pumping out 45, 50 points in base and plenty of attacking flair.
Mate, the bloke outside him as well, what a goer.
As a Tigers fan, mate, I just seeing him every week just kill it. He's just one of these guys with probably not the most skillful footballer, but just players with a lot of heart, a lot of integrity, and a lot of effort. And Corey Thompson has provided to be a fantastic pickup for Supercoaches. Centre wing fullback, definitely could plug him in for Origin.
Good God, mate. I feel sorry for you as a Tigers fan. I mean, Thompson, it's hard to watch him every week, and I'm not sure if he's in the top five guys you've let go. It is extremely difficult.
Pappenhausen, Addo Carr, Aaron Woods, Marty Tapau, Tedesco, Moses, Corabetti.
He might not be in the top 20 just quietly.
You name it, mate. Light them up, knock them down. Tigers have some of the best juniors coming through, but we just decide to keep butchering them.
Mate, another centre wing, Tyrone Peachy, obviously been playing the lock forward role. Needs attacking stats to get his points up, but will be playing round 13.
Needs attacking stats, but keeps getting them. I know you were very high on him to play 13, and he's just very crafty around the ruck. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, he put Kevin Proctor through a hole where he just sort of crab walked across the field. Everyone didn't want to touch him and accelerated at the line, put Kevin Proctor through a hole. I think he's got 100 that day. But we know that's what Peachy can do. He'll be a safe 45 in base, which isn't fantastic, but it's those attacking stats that we're going to need. And playing round 13 in a pretty good matchup, I think he could get them.
And mate, the other thing, obviously round 13, I mean, over the next few weeks, there could be a worry about Tino coming back, potentially taking his spot. Obviously Tino will be playing Origin, so the upside for Peachy is massive, isn't it?
Definitely, mate. Tino's going to have a big role on effect. Same with David Fifita as well.
Mate, let's move to the last game of round 13. It'll be the Sunday, 4:05 p.m. Newcastle Knights, Parramatta Eels. For the Newcastle Knights, first man I've got written down, Connor Watson, a guy that we both are huge fans of. Sort of falls into that Tyrone Peachy category, doesn't he?
Yeah, people are looking to trade Watson because he's peaked in price, but I don't think he's going to come down in money too much. We just need one big game from him to bump up that rolling average, but he's a safe 55 every week and can definitely going to do a job for you in the 5/8 position for Origin.
Mate, Kurt Mann, we're not sure what position he's going to be playing in round 13, but no doubt he'll be in this team somewhere.
Has to be there. You and I were very critical on him. We called him a trap in the preseason. I still stand by that for the price that he was, but as he comes down in price, his production's going up. But I'm just worried as to what happens when Mitch Pearce comes back, and that's something to wait and see on. Does Kurt Mann hold his spot?
Mate, a pretty easy one here, Jaden Brayley. I mean, if you've got him now, you've simply got to hold him for 13, don't you?
I think you're holding for the rest of the season, in all honesty, mate. I think Jaden Brayley is looking to be a genuine backup hooker to one of the guns, whether you go Coruscant, Grant, or Marnie. I'm not going to put Cook in there because he hasn't fired, but yeah, not even around 13 target. Definitely think he's around 24, 25 target for your grand finals.
Mate, another guy that obviously a bonus, he's playing round 13, but we know the sort of quality that he can produce Supercoach-wise. Obviously, Kalen Ponga won't be there 13, but up until then, obviously, that left edge featuring Bradman Best is going to be lethal.
Yeah, talk that Best would play Origin, but I just don't see where he gets into the side personally.
Yeah.
I think Latrell and Tommy Turbo are going to hold their centres down, and that means no Bradman Best. So that means the Knights are going to get him for round 13. Supercoaches are going to get him up until round 17 as well. So fantastic. Another man that probably won't play Origin, David Clemmer. One of these guys hasn't really kicked on too much this year, but with no Saifidi, I think a lot of that workload is going to come down to Clemmer.
I guess with Bradman Best too, mate, if they're not going to go Latrell Mitchell at left centre, you would have to think that Jack Whiten is still in front of Bradman Best as well.
Jack Whiten, I think Stephen Crichton's probably leading in front of him as well, just based off club form. So with the injuries as well, Bradman Best is carrying. I think Freddie rates him highly, probably not highly enough to put him in a crucial Origin matchup, because if New South Wales lose again this year, I think that could be Freddie's job on the line.
Yeah, some proper Barney rubble there. Mate, the Newcastle Knights are taking on the Parramatta Eels in round 13, last game of the week. Reid Marnie's the first man we've got written down. We're assuming he won't be there for Origin.
No, I think it's very hard that he's not going to be there, unfortunately for him. But there's just too many options. We touched on Ben Hunt, I think, provides better utility. AJ Brimson provides better utility, and you're not going to start him over Harry Grant. So I think Reid Marnie's going to be great options for round 13. Pick him up now. You're not going to be disappointed.
Mate, the star of the week last week, of course, Micah Sivo, another guy that won't be playing Origin. I was surprised how many people have him already, just quietly.
So was I. I don't understand it, because he is the definition of a flat track bully, isn't he? But we know when he fires how good he can be.
Fuck, and the good thing he found the flattest of flat tracks in Darwin, just quietly.
Nice and firm, mate. But I guess the good thing with Sivo is he's not losing his halves pairings. Dylan Brown, obviously, not going to be playing Origin. Mitch Moses won't be playing Origin. So that back line's going to go pretty undisturbed for Parramatta, and Sivo could definitely benefit.
Mate, another guy I got written down here is Nia Kore. Obviously, Wonga Blake will probably be returning by this point. I don't know if Wonga Blake gets that jersey back, but I'm not sure if I trust Brad Arthur to stick with Nia Kore.
No, it's just one of those ones where if he holds the spot, he's definitely worth picking up. But I don't see a world where Wonga Blake gets his jersey back. I think he stifles that attack a lot. And Fergo is really benefiting from having a player that isn't an absolute ball hog inside of him.
Mate, there's two guys that are left on this Parramatta Eels list. I've got question marks next to both of them. The first one you just mentioned in Blake Ferguson. I think it's unlikely we see him play Origin, but they do need a winger on the right edge. It is a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Brian Toto did play on the right edge last year. We don't forget that. Addo Carr will probably play on the left. But there's definitely other options of Daniel Tupou as well, another right-sided centre that has done the job for Freddie Fittler in Origin. I think he's one of the guys that can bring the ball out of his end quite well. But there is none better than Brian Toto. So I think that right centre, that right winger spot will be up for grabs, as we expect Addo Carr to be a mainstay on the left. We did see Addo Carr shift sides last year. Did he play out of position?
Yep. Yeah, he played on the right edge.
So we can definitely see that again with Toto on the left. So just up to scratch as to what Freddie does. If he wants to play players in the natural position, we could definitely see Addo Carr on the left and Fergo on the right.
Dare I say, if Latrell Mitchell's left centre, I reckon Addo Carr will be left wing just quietly.
And whoever's marking up on that side of the field is going to be in for an absolute headache.
Good God. Mate, the other guy in this Parramatta side I've got a question mark next to, and he wouldn't be in my New South Wales team, but I'm not sure if I trust Freddie. It's Clint Gutherson. Me and you spoke about before this podcast that, you know, Ryan Pappenhausen, we think he's got to be there somewhere, but he doesn't cover as many positions as, you know, a Jack Wyden or a couple of other guys. Do you think Gutho has a chance to play Origin this year?
No, I think a lot of people are going to laugh when I say this, but I think Pat might miss out of in Origin, and that's hard to believe. I think Jack White just offers a little bit more off the bench, as we touched on. But as you touched on, that I haven't picked up on too heavily, in the promo packages, Gutho is there. Gutho is front and center of that New South Wales promo package. So,
mate, he's all over it. It's a worry.
I'm not too sure if that's because he's such a handsome man and they want to capitalize on that with that beautiful receding hairline, or if they genuinely think Gutho is an option. So, As a Queensland fan myself, I'd very much happy to see Gutho in the centres, as we saw last year. But yeah, I think it's tough to put him in based off last year, and I think there's just better people. If we're picking an Origin side based off effort, then Gutho's there every day of the week. But unfortunately, you do need a little bit of finish quality, and I don't think Gutho provides that, unfortunately.
Mate, looking too deeply into all of the New South Wales media and everything, it's something that a normal human would just look at you and go, what is wrong with you? But as a Supercoach player, you understand it, don't you?
As a Supercoach player with no life, 100%.
Live and breathe it. Mate, thank you for joining us once again. That's round 13 all summed up. It's going to be a massive week. And as you told us at the start, you're saying focus on round 13 over round 18, yeah?
Definitely, but don't focus too hard to rip your team apart. Don't trade out some of these round 18 guns that are going to be in your side. So if you had Tohu Harris, for example, don't trade out Tohu Harris to bring in someone like a Mosley Oda, you know? That's my advice.
Mate, I'm sort of putting you on the spot, but if you had to give us a number to aim for as far as players to have in round 13, how many guys do you want to have?
15, thereabouts, 15, 16. Don't expect to have a full side. Don't expect to have a fantastic score. The key of those rounds is just to have a better score than the rest of the field.
Yeah, just keep your head above water, right?
Yeah, I think in recent years I've had a top 2, top 1% score in Origin, and they haven't been great scores either, so don't stress too hard. Captain choices are obviously crucial, as they are every week, but I wouldn't be ripping your team apart to make sure you field a full squad.
Mate, thanks for joining us again. Always good to look down the path. Obviously, a couple of weeks away, but we need to start thinking about this stuff now. Best of luck this weekend, legend.
Like we said last week, mate, couldn't go any worse.
Could not possibly, surely.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.